Hi guys, I'm Daphne.
And I'm Brinley.
And we are the co-hosts of Brinley and Daphne Talk About Stuff.
Okay, so these are just our opinions, no hate. And again, we are not in the same room right now, practicing social distancing. And we're talking about Harry Potter today. Yeah. So, spoiler alert now, just so everybody knows.
Yep. And we're talking about Harry Potter because we like Harry Potter.
Yep, Harry Potter is great. Yep.
Okay, so first, let's talk about the series and just all the books.
Yeah. Pretty good books. Okay. Not off to a good start.
No.
We're good. Okay,
so Harry Potter is really near and dear to our hearts.
Yes, very near.
Wait, was it fifth grade or sixth grade whenever we got the letters? Well, whenever we didn't get the letters.
Yeah, we were very sad.
Wait, was it fifth grade or sixth grade?
Oh, well, I didn't know you were asking. We were, I don't really know. My brain isn't working.
I think it was sixth grade. So, in sixth grade, was it the summer before sixth grade?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay, yeah. So, the summer before sixth grade, Brinley and I didn't get our letters, and we were really sad.
Yeah, it was horrible.
And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, or speak.
Let's talk about the eighth book. Let's talk about the eighth book.
Yes, the eighth book was really bad. I didn't like it.
Yep.
It was bad. Harry was mean.
To be fair, in like the book, it was really just like blunt and stuff, but it probably would be different on like the stage.
Yeah, we've never seen the play. We're just going off of the script.
Yeah, the book was not good.
Yeah.
And it was just like also how they like advertised it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they said it was like gonna be the eighth book in the series. And it wasn't. It wasn't the eighth book at all. It was more, it should have been presented as like how Quidditch Through the Ages was, or the Beetle of the Bard. And another thing is that in the title, it literally says Harry Potter in the title. And Harry isn't even, like, he isn't even a main character in it, really.
Yeah.
It's just about Albus and how he messed up in time. And now he has to fix it. But then he messed up.
Okay.
So he has to fix it. And then
Harry was just a jerk.
Yeah, he really was.
Like, seriously, how could Harry have been so mean?
It was kind of depressing.
Yeah, I don't understand why he named Albus after Snape. Albus Severus. Why?
Yes. And it was just like, Harry was like, he was like my childhood hero. And then seeing him be such like a bad father.
I know, he was so mean to Albus. Yeah. And unfair to Scorpius. Like, you can't judge someone based on their parents.
Yes. Okay, so the eighth book was just very bad. That's all we have to say.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not all we have to say, but that's the summary of all we have to say.
Yes, the summary.
Let's talk about the Harry Potter universe.
Yes, the whole universe.
The worlds.
Worlds. Plural.
Plural. Plural, because it was the Muggles and the wizards and witches. And, like, how did no one figure out that the wizards and witches existed? Like, they're not that dumb, you know?
Yeah, and we get that, yes, they're magical. They can do so many things. But, like, realistically, someone had to have seen them.
Yeah, and another thing I don't understand is, like, why... Because, like, they said they didn't want the Muggles to know because then they would take advantage of them. But, like, they could have taken advantage of the Muggles way easier.
It sounds like you're going to the dark side.
I mean, how did Voldemort... Like, Voldemort could have just, like, kidnapped a bunch of Muggles... And then everything would be fine.
Fine?
I mean, not fine. Everything would be really, fine. Really bad. But it was just... It was... Voldemort wasn't... He wasn't that smart.
He couldn't even take over Wizard High School.
I know, right? And then,
the American Wizarding School.
Yes.
How is there only one?
Like, how?
America's population. I mean,
maybe school. Maybe that was just like a dig at America.
American, yeah, probably.
Aren't smart enough to be.
I bet that was it.
Yep.
But like... Like, seriously, like, one school would not have been enough.
Like, definitely not.
Close. So, this is just a very vague detail I remembered about the second book, Chamber of Secrets. Whenever Harry was in Tom Riddle's diary, I think... Unless he was already in the Chamber of Secrets. But anyway, Tom Riddle was saying that Hagrid was caught caring for werewolf cubs under his bed. And that was, he got in trouble for that. But werewolf cubs?
Wait, that's actually a nice thing to do, right?
No, but werewolf cubs, it's like humans. Human
children, like,
most of the time. And so he's caring for human children under his bunk. That's just kind of weird.
I didn't even think about it that way.
Yeah, it's just... I don't know. That just seemed really weird to me.
Maybe... Wait, what happened to the cubs then?
I don't know. Because now you have these werewolves loose. What?
Forget about the eighth book. They should come up with a story about them.
Yeah, we need a background story. We need... Yeah.
I never even realized that. And another thing in Harry Potter is how mean they were to the elves.
Yes. Hermione was the only logical one there.
I know, right? It was like that, like, the elves, they're not like in the human world, they're not like horses or birds or whatever, they actually, like, have functioning brains. Well, birds have functioning brains, too, but they had brains, and they could speak, and they weren't, like, they weren't, what's the word? They just shouldn't have been treated like that.
Yeah, that's our point.
Yeah.
I don't know why, like, people didn't do anything. Other than...
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was because, like, everyone who had, like, access to Els was in power.
Yeah.
But, like, still, there should have been, like...
Yeah, like, there were multiple rights
laws passed.
What?
They, at least there should have been, like, basic rights laws passed.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the characters.
Characters. Such as Snape.
Oh my gosh, Snape was so weird.
He was mean and horrible, and I understand that some people like him, and that's great. We all are entitled to our own opinions. I'm not gonna hate you because you like Snape, but I just really don't like Snape at all. I just really don't.
But the weird thing is, like you said, I don't understand why Harry named his child after him. And, like, the books put, like, Snape on this, I thought, undeserved pedestal.
Yeah. Like, they tried to give him a redemption arc. And... But I just don't really see it.
Speaking of Harry, like, James Potter and Snape, like, they were, in their high school days, they were, like, treating Lily like she was, like, a prize.
Yeah, she's a human being.
And I just can't get over that objectification.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I guess she was fine with it, so.
Yeah, it all turned out okay, I guess.
Yeah. I guess so, too.
Yeah. James turned out fine.
Rest in peace, James.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Also, Dumbledore.
Yeah, Dumbledore. He was a very interesting character.
Yeah, he was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. A little shady.
Yeah.
Like, he was overall a goodish character. Right?
But, like, he knew Harry would be put into those traumatizing situations, and he was just like, I like socks. I don't know. But I don't know.
And, like, he knowingly put Harry into an abusive house. And, like, there was, like, that blood protection thingy. But, like, it just seems wrong.
And all, like, the other wizards and witches were, like, whenever they went over to the Dursleys, they were like, wait, you're being treated like this?
Yeah, it's just completely horrible.
Yeah. And then, why do you think the Dursleys hated Harry so much?
I don't know, but I heard of this one theory, but it was like, so, like, you know how Harry was a Horcrux?
Yeah.
And, like, people around Horcruxes for a long time, they tend to act like they turn into, like, not good people. Like how Ron was acting whenever he had the locket thingy around his neck.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, so that is a possible reason.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't completely excuse the Dursleys for how they treated Harry. I think. Or maybe, yeah. I don't know.
I always just thought they were jealous.
Yeah, that could also be. Like, especially Petunia.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about Uncle Vernon, though.
Yeah. Maybe he was just feeding off of Petunia's dislike.
I think he just liked have things to be mad at.
Yeah, I feel like that was his way of doing things. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it really is. And then how, like, they starved him and stuff.
Yeah, and, like, that had to have had, like, other, like, long-term effects on Harry. Like, what does that do to a person to be treated like that for most of your, like, child life?
And you would think that, like, because he didn't have, I guess, a living father figure that would, like, show him love, he would be a more loving parent. But, like,
he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. I don't know.
Yeah. And then, like, after the whole, like, Wizarding World, or not Wizarding World, Wizarding War, like, they should have also been, like, affected by that. And I feel like the epilogue and the Cursed Child didn't really show that. Because, like, they had just went through a war. They fought in a war, and they were only, like, they were teenagers.
And they were like, okay. Yay.
Like, it's just kind of amazing.
Everything's fine now.
Yeah, how they just, they were, like, okay after it. Or so it seemed, at least.
Yeah. I wish they had talked about, like, their mental health more. Because, yeah, like, a lot of people, like, if they were put in even just one of those situations, like, they would have had some sort of mental illness.
Mm-hmm. And these are just kids. Like, actual kids.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
I was going to talk about Umbridge. I mean, I guess Umbridge is a mental illness.
She is.
A sick burn. Get wrecked, Umbridge. But the thing with Umbridge is that, like, with most evil characters, I really like to know their backstories and stuff. Because then I can, like, see what made them become so evil. And even though I'll still hate them, I'll be able to, like, empathize with them a little bit. But, like, with Umbridge, I didn't even care about her backstory at all.
She was just that mean and evil. There's no redemption for that.
But with, like, characters like Voldemort, like, at the end, I mean, I guess because he had all those Horcruxes, like, he wasn't even human.
Yeah.
But, like, at the beginning, do you think there was, like, some sort of redemption that could have happened to him?
I think if he had, like, a loving family and, like, actual friends, then...
Oh, do you think Dumbledore could have done something?
I don't know. I don't know. But I guess I wish, like, maybe people should have realized that, like this kid is not doing great.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just hard to think of, like, what could have happened.
With Draco and stuff, like, I feel bad for him, but I could never excuse his actions.
Yeah.
Like, him him doing, like, just everything. I think it was whenever he was, like, stepping on Harry's face, whenever, I think that was when I was like, nope.
Yeah, but I feel like he was put into a difficult situation, like, with his family being, like, supportive Death Eaters.
That's true. What did you think about his mom? Did you feel bad for her?
Kind of. Well, I'm not sure, because, like, she was born, she was black, or part of that whole family, so, like, she was always, like, around, like, Voldemort supporters. But I think, like, she genuinely did care about her family.
Mm-hmm. I think, like, with a lot of, like, the Death Eaters and stuff, like, I don't think you can have values and be, like, well, I guess moral values, values that affect your conscience, and, like, be, like, Voldemort, but, like, her value was her family, and I think that was, like, her one saving thing. Am I making any sense?
Yeah, I think you are.
Okay, and I think, like, for Snape and stuff, his value, like, he didn't have any values except his Lily obsession.
Very unhealthy.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
The Weasleys.
Weasleys. The first family Harry had ever known.
Yeah.
Ginny was so underrated.
I know, right?
Wait, is that a word? Underrated?
Like, you know, like, yeah, overrated. Underrated. Like, there's underrated. She was, well, one thing's for sure, she was definitely not overrated at all.
Mm-mm. But she was just an amazing character. Like, she knew her worth, and, like, she was just amazing. I think she's probably one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, me too. I always felt bad, because, like, I didn't really understand why she liked Harry. And she was so much cooler than that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Harry, I'm not trying to...
Yeah, Harry's great, but...
But Harry's not very, He's not, like, he's been in all these situations. Like, I feel like it's hard for him to connect to actual people.
Yeah.
Who haven't been in those situations. And just be, like, a caring person.
Yeah.
Especially when he hadn't gotten any of that when he was growing up.
Yeah.
But Ginny was just... I don't know. I always thought... Did you think they were a good match?
I guess. I mean, yeah. I don't know, like, who else Harry would have ended up with. Unless there was no one. That could have worked.
That's true.
I don't know.
Harry's just such a sad character.
Yeah. He really is. And he's just like, I don't know. Just one of those characters.
Yep.
We're very eloquent.
Yes. I mean, you use the word eloquent. That's pretty eloquent of you.
Oh, yes, it is. Luna was amazing too.
Who?
Luna.
Oh, Luna.
Luna.
Luna's dad was not amazing though.
He cared about his family.
Yeah, I guess that makes him like Draco's mom in a way.
Yeah.
Except he was more wacky.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if there's anything wrong with that, I guess.
Yeah. But... Oh, no, he was way better than Draco's mom, for sure.
Yeah, I think, like, he genuinely did support Harry.
Yeah. Actually, I think he did what most parents would do.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Maybe I've been too hard on him.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess I just didn't like him because I knew Harry's story and stuff.
Yeah, I would have liked to read that part from his perspective. Yeah. I feel bad for him, though. Like, his wife died, and, like, in that moment, he thought he was going to lose his daughter, too.
Yeah. That's really... J.K. Rowling was such a good writer.
Yeah.
She's so subtle, too.
Yeah, like those little details. Like,
yeah, you read Harry Potter again and you notice things that you hadn't noticed before. And I love those kinds of books.
Yeah.
And that concludes our third episode, guys.
Yep, three episodes.
Thank you. Yes. 1, 2, 3. Thank you so much for listening. And our social medias will be in the description. So go follow those. Like and subscribe.
Our links will be there too. Our sources. Oh, wait, no, we don't have any.
Our sources are our brains.
Our brains, yes. I don't think we can link those. So you just gotta take our word for it.
Yeah. And if any of you are wondering, like, if any of you are thinking Harry Potter is not a social, political, or cultural, or even a little bit relevant issue, you are right.
Aware.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
You're totally right.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
Our
deadline stuck up on us.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. Thanks for listening if you made it this far.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Friendly Daphne out.